Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down, for we are here to praise the name of the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we do come into your presence today. In the name of the only Son of God, the very image of your person, Father. Your word says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and the Word was God. And Emmanuel came to be with us. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his life and for his death and his resurrection that proved to the world that he did what he said he would do. Die for the sins of the world, so that those that believe in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Today in our program, Father, we're going to be talking about going through that valley of the shadow of death, a valley that all of us will go through someday, unless your Son returns for His church before we get to that point in our lives. But many, millions have gone through it. Many are going through it this year. Maybe some of our friends have lost loved ones this year because their friends and relatives have gone through that valley. Father, we know that we don't have to be concerned about it. It's only a shadow. Jesus said He would be with us. He would never leave us or forsake us, that He would take us through that valley to the other side where we can be in Your presence for eternity. And we thank You, Father, for that encouragement, for that truth, for that wonderful, wonderful future that we have with You. Father, I praise Your holy name, and I thank You for letting us come into Your presence today and to worship You and to praise You. Later on, we'll share the wonderful Psalm, Psalm 46, about exalting You, O God. And we'll talk further about that valley of the shadow of death later in our program. And I pray that Your Holy Spirit might just speak to our hearts with the assurance that we have of You. You are the audience, Father. We are the performers. We are here to praise You, to lift You up, and to lift up the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Father, take great pleasure in our adoration and praise today. This program is for You. And we thank You, Lord, for Your grace and Your mercy and for Your love, and for the fact that we can be in Your presence, clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, not our own. We have none, Lord. All of our good works are as filthy rags, but we are clothed in the righteousness of the Lamb of God today. And we praise You and we worship You, Heavenly Father. Lord, You are the source of our strength. You are the strength of our lives, and we lift our hands in total praise to You, knowing that our help is coming from You, Your peace You give us in those times of storm. We praise You, Heavenly Father, today on A Call to Worship.
Oh,
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra as they sang Total Praise to our Heavenly Father. In a moment, I'm going to share with you Psalm 46. Now, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take. That on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall and
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from Steve Amerson, a medley of two songs, How Great Thou Art and Be Exalted. Right now in the background, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra, Face to Face, We Shall Behold Him and Behold the Lamb. Thank you so much for worshiping with us today. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to have a devotional today on Yea, Though I Walk Through the Valley of the Shadow of Death. This is a devotional by Max Lucado from his book, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. And I'm going to share a short devotional from this book. This is the day the shepherd takes his sheep to the hill country. He leads his flock to the mountains. He has no other choice. Not all shepherds make this journey. The trek is long, the path is dangerous. Some shepherds choose the security of the barren pasture below. But the good shepherd doesn't. He knows the path. He has walked this trail many times. Besides, he is prepared. King David understood this annual pilgrimage. Before he led Israel, he led the sheep. Our good shepherd will do for us. Someday our shepherd will take us to the mountain by way of the valley. He will guide us to his house through the valley of the shadow of death. We're going to talk a little bit about that a little later on in the broadcast with this devotional by Max Lucado. I just want to thank you for your letters and your financial help of this radio ministry. Our giving has been down this year, and so let me encourage you, if this program has been a blessing to you, I would encourage your help to us. Thank you for your gifts each month. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And those that give to this ministry, in addition to helping us, we're going to send out to you a wonderful daily devotional for you for 3 months. Every 3 months, we send a book out to you called The Word for You Today. And we want to send a gift to you and to say thank you for your gift for this ministry. So remember that address. It's Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And remember, you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including the ability to make your contribution by way of the internet. But on this website, we have lots of good things for you. In addition to the program, we post a complete program schedule for you each week, listing the names of the songs, the artists, the album information, and things like that. And we post the scripture. Today we've shared with you Psalm 46. That's on their website. You can check out where this program is aired on stations literally all over the country. And there are other things there too. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Well, let's get back to the Don Marsh Orchestra now as we pick up the song entitled We Shall Behold Him and Behold the Lamb.
a hunger deep inside my soul. Only in your presence are my heart and flesh restored. How lovely is your dwelling place. How lovely is your dwelling
has come to an end. We'll begin to see your glory without end. All your might and all your power and your never-ending love will be far more than we can comprehend. At the first glimpse of your majesty, our pride will melt away, and we'll begin to see ourselves for who we are. Upon the ground and our faces down, we'll feel your gentle hand lifting us to stand before you, redeemed by the in your presence. We will look into your face and we'll know that our lives have just begun. When you speak to us, we'll know your voice as we know you by our faith. We will stand in your presence. We will stand.
Travel on the path which you have given.
But one promise shines above all else to those who would believe. A relationship with you that never has an end. And we will stand in your presence. We and we'll know that our lives have just begun. When you speak to us, we'll know your voice as we know you by our faith. We will stand in your presence. We will stand. We will stand in your presence.
Today I want to continue with another little devotional taken from Max Lucado's book, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by J. Countryman Books, a division of Thomas Nelson Incorporated. We've been going through the verses of the 23rd Psalm, and today we're up to the verse that says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Let me draw you a picture. It's summer in ancient Palestine. A woolly bunch of bobbing heads follow the shepherd out of the gate. The morning sun has scarcely crested the horizon, and he is already leading his flock. Like every other day, he guides them through the gate and out into the fields. But unlike most days, the shepherd will not return home tonight. He will not rest on his bed, and the sheep will not sleep in their fenced-in pasture. This is the day the shepherd takes the sheep to the high country. Today he leads his flock to the mountains. He has no other choice. Springtime grazing has left his pasture bare, so he must seek new fields. With no companion other than his sheep, and no desire other than their welfare, he leads them to the deep grass of the hillsides. The shepherd and his flock will be gone for weeks, perhaps months. They will stay well into the autumn until the grass is gone and the chill is unbearable. Now, not all shepherds make this journey. The trek is long, the path is dangerous, poisonous plants can infect the flock, wild animals can attack the flock. There are narrow trails and dark valleys. Some shepherds choose the security of the barren pasture below. But the good shepherd doesn't. He knows the path. He has walked this trail many times. Besides, he is well prepared with his staff in hand and rod attached to his belt. With his staff, he will nudge the flock, and with his rod, he will protect and lead the flock. He will lead them to the mountains. David understood this annual pilgrimage very well. Before he led Israel, he led sheep. And could his time as a shepherd be the inspiration behind one of the greatest verses in the Bible? I've already shared it with you. Verse 4 of the 23rd Psalm, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." For what the shepherd does with the flock, our good shepherd will do for us. He will lead us to the high country. When the pasture is bare down here, God will lead us up there. He will guide us through the gate, out of the flatlands, and up the path of the mountain. Someday our shepherd will take us to the mountain by way of the valley. He will guide us to his house through the valley of the shadow of death. We're all growing older, aging. We laugh about it and we groan about it. We resist it, but we can't stop it. And with the chuckles and the wrinkles come some serious thoughts about the questions about what happens when we die, when we go through that valley of the shadow of death. Is death when we go to sleep, or is death when we finally wake up? Ministers are often asked to speak at funerals. They know what the family wants them to say. They want to hear what God says about death. They want to hear how God would answer their questions about life hereafter. They want to know what God says. If Jesus were there at the head of the casket, in the middle of the cemetery, what would he say? Well, Jesus shared with his disciples this eulogy just before his own death, the night before his crucifixion. Now, the disciples didn't know that it was his farewell address. No one did, but it was. He knew he had just witnessed his final sunset. He knew death would come the next day. And so he spoke about death, and here's how he began. We find it in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, the first four verses. Jesus says to his disciples, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I am going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you may be where I am." What kind of statement is that? Trust me with your death? When you face the tomb, don't be troubled, trust me? You get the impression that to God, the grave is a no-brainer. He speaks as casually as the mechanic who says to a worried client, "Sure, the engine needs an overhaul, but don't worry, I can do it." You see, for us, it's an ordeal. For him, it's no big deal. We must trust God. We must trust not only that he does what is best for us here, but that he knows what is ahead, and he will take us through that valley of the shadow of death. We all someday will walk through that valley, but we can take comfort in the fact that our shepherd will go with us, and he will take us safely through to the other side, and then we will be finally home forever with our shepherd and Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have given me life and that you gave me new life through your Son, Jesus. And I know that this is life everlasting. Your word says that by believing on Jesus Christ and placing my trust in him, I will not perish but have everlasting life. I will have to go through a valley of the shadow of death because of this mortal body will cease to operate. But I know, Father, that you will take me through, that your Son, Jesus, has already gone through that valley, and that he is there waiting for me to welcome me on the other side so that I will truly be finally home forever to rejoice and worship you.
But just think of stepping on shore.
What a day that will be when our Savior we will see. And it will be glory for you and for me and for all of those that have placed their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and Redeemer and coming King. What a day that will be. Well, thank you for joining me today here in A Call to Worship, and thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help for this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. You can provide your financial help on that website, or you can mail it in to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And remember that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Don Marr Singers and their song, This World Is Not My Home. We're just passing through.
This world is not my home.